Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy T. Corey T. We don't go by the name of T. That's the name I carry on thoughts of a brother, one of the co-hosts with my other two co-hosts, Billy Bone Boston and Dead Dad L. Randall. Shout out to my boy Bone 941 style yesterday. They made me come in here and do something too, so I guess pick this thing up my way. We're gonna call this Taboo Talk with T. We tackling tough topics. That's gonna be the premise of this show. Falls under the umbrella of TOAB. Just a little bit, you know, I guess to give us our own little, put our own little personality on this a little bit. I've done this once or twice before. I don't know how many times I'm going to do this. I'm going to be honest with you. This ain't my thing. I like interaction. I don't do well sitting talking to myself. I do it a lot, but I don't do well with it. I'm going to try and I'm going to go with it. We'll see what we come up with. Again, the premise of this show is going to be, you know, tackling tough topics. We go through a lot in life. And some things that we go through, we tend not to talk about, whether it be because of embarrassment, because of judgment, because of, regardless of reason, we there are topics out there, there are subjects out there that as a society we tend not to address and we tend not to talk about. Well, that's my niche. I'm going to talk about what you don't want to talk about. And hopefully we'll find that it ain't that bad. You know what I mean? The only way we grow in life is if we understand what we've been through, but the only thing we can do communicate with each other. So, kick this thing off, first week of Taboo Talk. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to grab a subject that's been all over the media, all over the news for the past week, week and a half. Everybody has their opinions. You've seen it. I know you've seen it. If you haven't, if I've seen it, I know everybody that's seen it. I'll put it that way. I'm not a big TV watcher, but I've seen it. Every time I do turn on the TV, I like sports, I like football. So, of course, it's all over ESPN. It's all over that. And that's the Ray Rice situation. Now, some people I know are tired of hearing about it. That's fine. But it's an issue. And it's an issue that needs to be addressed, which is why you're seeing it. I chose to try to tackle this from a different angle, though. I'll just go into how I feel. Over this past week, this country, if not the world, has been involved in one of the most prevalent yet taboo conversations that lingers at the base of human interaction. I mean, whether your position has been one of scrutiny or support, it's almost impossible to be neutral on the topic of domestic violence. Most of us have been affected by it in some way throughout our lives, whether it be exposure from position of victim, or you could have been the assailant. You could have just been a witness. But the effects are devastating nonetheless. I grabbed a quick stat here just to go along with the conversation. It says, according to the APA, which is the American Psychological Association, more than one out of every three women in this country has experienced rape, physical violence, and or stalking by an intimate partner during their lifetime. More than one, so we're talking more than 33% of the female population in this country has been victim of some type of domestic violence. That's a lot. One in five female high school students reports being physically or sexually abused by a date. One in five. That's 20% teens. So over 33% of female population in general, and we're talking 20% teenagers, girls. Says, and consider this, on average, every day, more than three women are murdered by their husbands or boyfriends. Every day. 365 days in a year. So we're talking like 5, 16, 318, like that. Over 1,000? Almost 1,000? Or whatever. I ain't no math major, but that's a lot of people a year. Murdered. We're not talking about being hit. We're not talking about being raped. And I'm not minimizing those two. What I'm talking about, your life is ended by someone you were close to. The reason why I went with those is because it's just to back up the fact that this is prevalent. I mean, it's in our culture, it's in our society, but yet we tend not to talk about it. And I say with that high of a percentage of occurrences of domestic violence in the country, why is it so scarcely talked about? Why don't we talk about it? That's one of the questions that it brings to my mind. Another question is, with the number of people that's affected by that, why don't we see more awareness campaigns, awareness programs geared towards not just the victims, but the witnesses, people who see it, kids who grow up with it, grown people who see it. You know what I mean? Like, it affects people in different ways. And it affects them. Let's just be honest. I mean, we're all humans, and regardless to what we do or what is done to us, that won't change. We're all going to be humans. We all will need help at some point or another. So why don't we see more of those programs? Why don't we have more campaigns geared towards domestic violence? Now, in this topic, at least for this first show, I call it the first conversation, the first taboo talk, first whatever you want to call it. For the first one, I won't go into the specifics of Ray Rice's situation because we've seen that. I mean, it's all on TV. They keep playing the video over and over again. And I won't go in that for a number of reasons. One of those reasons is because, like I said, that's all we seem to get out of the media, you know, keep playing the video over and over and over again. It leaves you in a position of judge. You have to come up with some type of judgment about how you feel about what you see. That's what makes the video so relevant. I don't even want to use the word relevant, but for lack of a better term, you know, I'm not an English major, I'm not a scholar. Just ride with me. Hopefully you get what I'm trying to say. But that's why they keep showing the video over and over and over and over and over. Another reason I try to refrain from speaking on the specifics of the incident is because I don't know enough. I don't know enough about the relationship. I don't know enough about the incident. I don't know enough about them as people to beneficially opinionate as it pertains to Mr. and the now Mrs. Rice. I just don't know enough. All I knew was what I saw and what I heard. But we all know that any story don't have one side. If a story got one side, then it ain't a story. Sorry. What I will do with the time that I got, I'll do what I believe we all should do. I'm trying to pick my words carefully here. Because this has been forced on us with the video. When you heard about it, it was like shame. But when you saw it, it's like he's the devil. He needs to burn. He'll never need to work more. He needs to be cast out of society. He's now the worst person currently in our society. And that's because of the video. Before you saw the video, you heard about it, and it was like, okay, you probably shouldn't have did that, but I don't know what went on. It was kind of like one of those things that probably would have blew over in a couple of days. we would have dealt with a 2-game suspension. But, again, I don't want to get lost in all that. So what I'm saying is, because this topic, the video and this topic has been now made forcefully relevant and pretty much a dinner conversation, I feel like what we should be looking at is the problem that lies beneath the surface of the people's actions. Not what we saw, but the problem that lies beneath that. And what I mean by that, the world has cast the judgments on both Ray Rice, like I said, and his girlfriend, Janae. I don't remember her last name. I do remember her first name, Janae. I guess now she's right. Janae Rice. Maybe she ain't. Whatever. But those two people, judgment has been cast on them regardless to which way you want to look at it. And like I said before, whether you take the position of compassion or whether you condemn, you know what I mean? You want to go the route of condemnation. The truth is, these are both human beings. And this incident did no more than expose that regardless how much fame, regardless how much exposure they have as people, they are people. We can all sit and try to decipher what's right and wrong from the comfort of our house. Based on the information we get from people who paid to take what they believe to be fact and compose a story, that's how we come up with our judgment. That's how we get our information. It's all we know. I mean, these people, this is their job. And when I say these people, I mean media. They get paid to do exactly what they do. And then we turn around and take what they tell us to be the truth and formulate our opinions and our judgments. At the end of the day, how do we really know what the truth is? We weren't there. We have not lived with these two people. They are still together. But again, I'm trying to stay away from getting into the specifics. You just gotta ride with me. It's gonna be rough. I'm by myself. Phone buzz if y'all listening. I don't know how many more times we're gonna do this, but I'm trying it right now. Okay? And feel free to call in. Matter of fact, 718-664-9983. You ride with me, then we can get through this. Back to the point. We really don't know what happened. All we can do is go with the information that we have. Having said that, I don't feel like it's right for us to sit in the seat of judgment. What we should be doing, like I said, is realizing that these are two human beings and there is a problem somewhere. Even if you take your mind off of these two specific people, domestic violence within itself is a problem. Why? Why don't we talk about it? Why don't we get to a point where we can get over our problems together? This is where this situation took me. In looking at their story and realizing that they are human beings, I feel like what it should have told us and what it should have brought us to the fact or the revelation of is that we all have a story. I don't care what your story is. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you know. I don't care how you try to bury it. Every human being that has lived a significant amount of time on this earth has a story. Theirs just happened to play out on TV. What if yours did? What about that thing nobody, or you think nobody knows, was aired out? Then what? How would we feel then? Now, I'm in no way trying to minimize the fact that Mr. Rice hit his woman. That's not what this is about. Never mind Mr. Rice, any other mister does anything to another female or human being for that matter. It's not about minimizing violence, domestic violence. It's not about minimizing all that. It's just about, I feel that at first we need to focus on why we can't get help. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Need another drink of water. But like I say, it's not so much to minimize that, but I feel like, again, this all should serve as a reminder to us that none of us can really judge somebody else's transgression. Nobody else can really judge anybody else's sin. Why? Because we all got them. What makes yours any less than mine? Or his? Or hers? Or theirs? We all have them. So if I be mindful of mine, be mindful of the fact that I'm going to do it again. Not saying that, but whatever it may be, whatever sin that's out there for me to do, as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to fall into it. It's just a part of me having skin wrapped around these bones and a mind that I believe works. I'm going to do what I'm going to do sometimes. And it ain't going to be the right thing. And sometimes I'm going to know it's not going to be the right thing and do it. So knowing that about myself, how can I or why would I turn around and judge someone else's sin? Humanistic? Maybe. Or maybe just the fact that we don't talk about it, we don't realize the fact that I got them through. So in this conversation, if anybody's listening, hopefully at the end of the day, that's the conclusion that we come to. That's the end result. You know what? People are people, and we all need each other. I may hurt somebody. I need somebody to be willing to stand up to me and say, hey, you know that wasn't right. Now let's get to the bottom of that so we can move on. If you cast me out simply because of what I did, I'm always trying to hide what I did because of the simple fact I don't want to be cast out. I can't stop what I do because I'm human. I may be able to stop one thing, but I'm always going to have sin. I'm always going to have wrong that I do. And so will you. So I hate to disappoint you, but so will you. Now, how do we get over it? How do we work through it together? That's the premise of this. That's the bottom line of my conversation. So like if we would have sat down and been honest with ourselves about what we saw in Ray Rice's situation, we should have come to the conclusion that I'm not really in a place to judge them. Regardless of how I feel about this, would I have felt any better if I found out he was cheating on her instead of he hit her? Would I have let, I wouldn't have had an opinion about that? Would I have felt any better if she was stealing money? You know what I mean? Like, does the sin make it, or the wrong, I don't want to use the word wrong, but does the transgression make it any higher than any other? I don't know. I'm just going off the top right now. I'm trying to get to where I'm going. I believe if we were present-minded enough to capitalize on the opportunity to assess self, look at self. When I hear about something that's going on with somebody else, reflect on me. Don't automatically judge them. Don't automatically come to a conclusion about them. Let me look at me. And in doing so, I think we can begin to progress as a society. Why? Because you start to progress individually. If I'm looking at me and I'm saying, okay, what can I first of all find in me that will keep me from judging them? And now if I have anything to offer that's positive or beneficial to the situation, outside of my judgment, outside of my condemnation, outside of my opinion, outside of all of that, this person needs help in this situation. Am I capable of offering some type of help? If not, keep your mouth off it. Don't worry about it. But I'm inclined to believe that anything we experience or anything that we witness, anything that we come into the knowledge of, it can be beneficial for us. And if we can find benefit in it, then we can benefit somebody else. That's just how I think, how I believe. I'm crazy. Really ain't. But I be that. You know what I mean? For those who admit they crazy, I'm sure you can find some agreement in that statement. Let's see. Where do I want to go with this? I said we can progress as a society. Progression in itself, that's a whole nother taboo topic that we'll have to address in its own, in and of itself, progression. Like I said, I believe we're granted access to different things for two reasons. We get to witness people's successes and we get to witness people's failures for two reasons. And that's education and growth. Those are the only two reasons that I would be privy to anything that happens to anybody else if my mind is in the right place. Education, what can I learn from that? Growth, how can I help? It ain't with that specific person in that situation. Maybe it's with somebody I encounter that's coming along the way. That's it, though. Anything outside of that, that ain't my job because I don't wear that title. I'm not that judge. It's humanistic of us. We all do it. But this is now the position I'm taking is, okay, let's talk about it and let's grow from it. And again, they go that word growth again. I don't believe grown. We all say it once you reach a certain age, you grow. I don't believe grown takes, that comes with, it's attached to a value. Whether that value be a number of years on this earth, whether that value be amount of dollars in a bank account, whether that value be number of people that you call friends, whether that number be number of women that you got, whatever, how big your house is, how many cars you got, I don't think grown or growth is attached to a value. Growth is a process, and growth comes with learning from either my mistakes or the mistakes that I had the opportunity to witness that somebody else. That's my growth, learning from it and dealing with it. That leads to me being grown. I'll never be grown. It's a process. I can always say I'm getting there. But I'm not that. It's just how I think. Again, you welcome to formulate your own opinion. Call in, tell me I'm wrong, tell me I'm crazy. I listen to you. Why? Because I'm trying to grow. Let's move on. Let me get away from that. I think if we had looked at this Ray Rice thing from the right eyes and from the right perspective, not a perspective of judgment, not a perspective of condemnation, but from, okay, what can I learn? How can I grow? Then I think it would have turned into a potentially positive situation. Negative could have been turned positive. Yes, Ray Rice needs to be addressed. Are we the ones to do that? I'm not sure. Is any man that walks this earth the person to address his wrong? I don't know. Maybe we are, maybe we ain't. I can't say. But at the end of the day, being that domestic violence is as prevalent as it is in our society, and now we have a front row seat to it, we see it. Even though we've seen it before, I'm pretty sure we've seen it before, or we've heard of it, but now it's all over TV and it's not close to you. It's not directly connected to you. It makes it relevant again. And looking at it through the right eyes, it would have been like, okay, now what can I do, if anything, to reverse this cycle that goes on? Again, if it affects that many people, it has to be a cycle. And it has to be something that somewhere, somehow, with a certain amount of people has been accepted. It has been accepted as okay, and it's not. It's never okay. I don't care which side started, it's not okay. I'll probably do another one of these where I'll focus specifically on domestic violence, but that's not what this is. Domestic violence was the catalyst for me to see we sometimes take the wrong approach to a problem. That's what I got out of this more than anything else. Me included, I had to sit back after my initial responses and my initial reactions and my initial opinions and come back to myself and be like, wait a minute, hold on, back up. What's really underneath all of this? The question that I'm asking you now, whoever might be listening. I think instead of trying to decipher right from wrong, which is what a judge does, and like I said, I don't think any of us can adequately carry that title. But instead of doing that, what results could we have produced had we just asked ourselves two questions, those same two questions. How can I learn from this? How can I learn from what I just witnessed? And what do I do with what I know or I understand? What do I do with it, reprocessing what I just saw? Do I just sit on it and know it, or do I act on it? I'm going to say again, and I'm going to probably say throughout this broadcast, however long it be, that domestic violence in and of itself touches the lives of many people, and it's definitely something that needs more attention, more national attention, not just attention, more national attention. Excuse me. The question, and I think I went there before and I'm going to go back here, is how can we ever resolve the problem? If the people who are involved get ostracized for having a problem. Let me say that again. Like, how can I get to the conclusion? How can I ever be beneficial to the problem? How can we resolve a problem if my focus or the person that you go to for help, if their focus is on the judgment of the problem and not the problem itself? How can people ever seek aid, seek help, seek attention for their problem or their issues if they know as soon as they admit to having this problem, they're going to be condemned? Who in their right mind going to say, yeah, this is a problem I got, when the world is going to look at me as though I'm the devil? Now, I want help. I know I need help. But if I reach out for help, then I let you know I got this problem. And in letting you know I got this problem, you forget the fact that I'm asking for help. And you're judging. How will I ever get help? This is the problem. This is the conversation. Let's have it. Talk to me. If you don't talk to me, I'll keep talking to you. So, here we go. I think before we can effectively begin to deal with problems like domestic violence, and I'm going to use that specifically since that's the catalyst to all of this, we have to confront some motives, individuals. This is going to be difficult because who in their right mind wants to say, let me see how I'm wrong in assessing your situation? Not many of us will do that. It ain't got nothing to do with me. That's the first thing, man. This ain't got nothing to do with me. You the one who was wrong. Well, yeah, you just made it about you because you just started judging. So at that point, you just put yourself in a situation. As you stood, as you took a step back, problem. Not the person, but the problem. And tried to find positive way out of the problem without judgment. Then it ain't about you. Then you're not taking the selfish approach. Then maybe we can move past this now. We can find a resolution. Whatever, however you want to put it. I think instead of pointing out and finding comfort in the faults of other people, it's time we start taking a look in the mirror. It's time we start making individual assessment about the position that we accept in society. Again, I know this is going to be difficult, and if it was two people who were listening, I'm probably done lost three of them because the brain, it puts the focus back on you now. Stop looking for a way out through other people and how they feel. Stop looking for, you know what I mean, comfort, or your failures ain't that bad because I ain't never did that. So what? You ain't did that yet. And even if you never do, great. But what about what you have done? The people who are looking at you the same way. I ain't never done that. I don't know how you can bring yourself to do that. Now, how you feel? Again, I don't want anyone listening to think for one second that I'm trying to minimize or that I condone the actions of Ray Rice or anyone, myself included, who has participated or witnessed or been a part of domestic violence. That's not what this is about. This is about us as a society trying to figure out, and from my perspective, in my opinion, how we can first address a problem without being judgmental. That's a difficult way to think about it. Don't know if you ever thought about it. Don't think it's difficult. For me, I think it's difficult, and that's the reason why we don't talk. We don't even begin to talk about the difficult problems, never mind trying to find a resolution to them. Someone else's failures or someone else's faults, and that becomes a rung or a step in our ladder. Meaning I feel better automatically about me knowing the failure in you. And how twisted is that? How sick is that? It's not, okay, I see you hurting. I see you doing something that I don't want to guide. I'm trying to stay away from the right or wrong. I see you doing something that can be detrimental to yourself, even if nobody else, to yourself, from my perspective and my understanding. Let's talk about it. Why do you do it? How do you feel about what you do? You know what I mean? Like, is this something you enjoy doing? Let me understand you. And then me trying to understand you, hopefully you get to understand me and we can move forward from there. Forgive me if I'm blabbering. This is difficult to do by myself. I heard my homeboy say on Monday, you dedicate 1,000 hours. You master your craft. So this is what we're trying to do. I mean, I enjoy doing this. I enjoy talking. I'm getting off topic, but I'll be back. It's going to be rough. It's fine. It's going to sound like I'm just blabbering or whatever, and I might be, but I'll find my way back. Just bear with me. Stick with me. The question I want to ask is, will we continue to be a people who repeat the cycle? Because it happened to me, I'm going to do it to you. Because you did it to me, I'm going to do it to you. And because that's the way everybody do it, that's just the way it's supposed to be done. It's time now with this, we're in an information age. We've been in an information age. We have the internet at our disposal at any given point in time. We have access to media or information like never before. So shouldn't we progress? Shouldn't we be progressing at the same state? That's just the way I think. Like, shouldn't society as a whole be progressing? Or is that not the intent? Are we not intended to progress? Do we not want to progress? Do I just want to progress and I can give them about anybody else? And if that's my line of thinking, how do I ever believe logically, there you go, homeboy, that's your word. Do I ever believe logically that if I'm only focused on my success that I'll ever get it? What is success if it's all about me? What is that? I don't know. Now, I might be getting off topic here, but here we go. Quote unquote, nation under God. As a quote unquote, nation under God, I feel as though we sure as hell don't seem to understand or care much about his principles or guidelines about how we should live. Now, I know there are those people who feel like that doesn't exist. There is no one way. There is no, and I'm not saying that there is one. I do believe that there is a set of guidelines. I do believe that there is a blueprint. I do believe that if we followed it, the world would be different. Those beliefs I do have, and I probably have until I end them. So I'm saying, if we label ourselves a nation under God, why don't we live according to what he tells us? I don't know. Somebody tell me. Maybe I get it tomorrow sometime. I've learned over the years, and more so, I think I've learned more this year than I have in the last 15 years, but I've learned that the greatest method to evoke change, let me say that again, the greatest method to evoke change is to sit in front of a mirror with a microscope. Sit in front of a mirror with a microscope and search self. If you want to change anything, and it sounds crazy coming out of my mouth, but I'm saying it. You want to change anything in this world, start with you. Start with self. Start with motive. Start with intent. Start with perspective. Start with understanding. Start with action. Your own. And I'm inclined to believe that slowly, but surely, things around you, if nowhere else, things around you will change. Most of us, I think, fail to do that because it's much easier to look through the window with sunglasses. And what I mean by that is, think about when you're looking at somebody's sunglasses, what do you see? Do you see yourself? So if I'm sitting in a window, a and I'm looking at you, and I have sunglasses on. I'm looking at you, and you looking at you. But who's looking at me? Nobody. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's take the reflectors off. Let's sit and look in the mirror for self. To the people that make no sense to, I'm sorry. I'll try to do better than that. But I'm me, and I don't apologize for me because it took a long time for me to get to where I'm at, for me to get to me. And me is still trying to grow. Me is still in the process. Me is still being broken down. So be patient with me. Thank you. Anyway, Ray Rice's quote-unquote incident exposed him to the world. You not have a label for him. Before, he was just a football player. And to my knowledge, there was no scars on his record. He was a football player. We heard his story. We heard where he came from. And, you know what I mean? We respected the height he had made it to. Now, through one video, one action, one decision that we are privy to. We don't know how many times it has happened, but we are privy to this one. And through this one, pretty much everything that he's accomplished has been tarnished from one decision. Think about that. The incident also exposed his, at the time, girlfriend to the world, but in a different light. Now, there are some who have the opinion that, okay, she's a victim, she's dead, she can do no wrong, she can, you know, that's horrible, she never happened to her. That you have some who, you know, she was aggressive too. She knew what was going on, she decided to do this, she decided, whatever your opinion is, you have your opinion, but she was exposed to. And it's kind of unfair to me. And it's unfair because I wonder if we will ever see if this incident or any incident, you can use Mike Brown, you can use Trayvon, you can use the wars that's going on, you can use any incident that people automatically start to judge, any incident you want, and see that we are, as a society, we're exposed just as much because of our lack of ability to deal with a problem. Now, it might not sound good. You might disagree. It's fine. But if all I've seen at this point is people who are picking a side, who's telling how they feel and what should happen and what shouldn't happen with Ray Rice and what Janae should do and what she shouldn't do and what you would do in that situation and how the NFL has failed and, you know, that's all I'm hearing in this. But not yet have I heard somebody step back and say, you know what, this is a problem that is happening in society and we need to discuss it. A society, not from the perspective of how they were wrong or how they were right or what they should do, but how we can stop this from happening, how we understand, how we don't condone, but we love. And because we love, we're going to figure this out together. We are willing to accept Ray Rice. We don't accept the decision, don't accept any of that, which is why the conversation is necessary. But we are not in a position to judge. We are not in a position to condemn. We are not in a position to cast out. We want to move forward together. Why is that so hard? I don't know. I think I'm going to leave it there for right now. Again, I wanted to see how many people would take the challenge of looking at self. That's what I wanted to do. I've been trying to say that this whole time, and I finally got to what I wanted to say. That's what I want to do. How many of us will take what we've seen and what we've witnessed someone else go through, the mistakes that someone else has made, and turn around and instead of pointing fingers, look at self and ask, why was I witness to this? Because there's a reason. There has to be a reason that I was able to see this. There has to be a reason. And it's more than just saying, that was wrong and that ain't never going to happen to me. No, you're looking at it through the wrong eyes if that's your answer. There has to be a reason why you saw that. And once I come to the conclusion of what that reason is, what I was supposed to learn from that, what I was supposed to gain from that, now how can I be beneficial? And I believe if we can get to that point, it is hard initially because we are molded and conditioned to put each other down. It's just what it is. But once you fight through that initial itch to want to point that finger and see through that and see the person behind that and realize that there's something that led to that, whether it be that whatever the reason, I'm not going to even throw out any possibilities, whatever the reason that led to that, once we can see the person and the issue behind the person, we can move forward as a society. Again, getting grown, man. Grown ain't about a number, man. Let's grow up together, man. Let's get past all this stuff that we fall into. Let's get past putting each other down. Let's get past talking about each other. Let's get past using each other to get to a higher level. Let's get past everything that we've known as throughout society and history. Let's get past all of that and realize I am no better than anybody else that walks this earth. And without anybody else, I'm nothing. I am nothing. I had this whole world to myself, and it's just me by myself. I'm miserable. Whether it's just to laugh, whether it's just to celebrate, whether it's to talk when I'm going through something, whether it's for whatever the reason is, I need people. So let's be mindful of that. Let's move in that. Let's get better. We don't need people, man. I'm going to get out of here. TOAB, Thoughts of a Brother. We'll be online tomorrow, God willing, 6 o'clock Eastern time. Join us. I have no idea what we're talking about, but we'll do something. I'll be honest with you. We don't know. We'll figure something out. Give us something if you want something to talk about. But all this is geared and directed towards getting better. That being said, I'm going to close on out of here, man, and I'll get with y'all tomorrow. Be easy.